Today, the U.S. slapped new tariffs on imports from China. The Commerce Department says every year, Chinese manufacturers sell more than $1 billion of wooden bedroom furniture in this country at artificially low prices. The duties announced today are nowhere near what American producers and unions were hoping for. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
More than two dozen American manufacturers and unions filed the complaint, pointing out that Chinese furniture exports to the U.S. have more than doubled in just 3 years. Doug Bassett of Vaughn Bassett Furniture says in that time, more than 35,000 wood furniture jobs in the U.S. have disappeared.
That's 29% of all wood furniture jobs in the United States. So we have not only been injured, we've been devastated.
The petitioners had asked the Commerce Department for duties that could have doubled, tripled, or even quadrupled the price of some imported bedroom furniture. That didn't happen. About 20% of imports will face a prohibitive 198% tariff, but duties on the rest will average only around 11%. Some furniture retailers, like Keith Koenig of City Furniture, say that's a big relief.
The petitioners' request for 150 to 450 40% duties was ludicrous and insane, and the reality is that the process yielded a much lower result. But there's still more duties than we care to see. We don't think there should have been any duty at all.
Today's decision will have consequences. Retailers will switch from factories with high duties to factories with low ones, and prices for some furniture will rise. But it's not clear whether manufacturing jobs will return to the U.S. Koenig is skeptical. He argues the duties will actually make things worse.
Manufacturers in China, fearing the duties, have started to set up more production in Vietnam. And that will only add to an oversupply, I believe, and more competition for U.S. furniture companies.
Dan Eikenson, a trade analyst at the libertarian Cato Institute, also thinks anti-dumping cases like this could backfire. He says it's far too easy for U.S. companies to accuse Chinese companies of dumping.
Since January 2003, a new case has been launched against China every month, one per month. And if this pace continues, I have the feeling that there's going to be a lot of adverse repercussions. The U.S. exporters are going to soon be the target of Chinese anti-dumping cases.
But manufacturer Doug Bassett of Vaughn Bassett Furniture Company says China really is trading unfairly, pricing furniture below the cost of production, even below the cost of the wood used to make it. He points out that the Commerce Department hasn't finished its investigation.
The significant news today is that all seven companies that were investigated, every single one was found guilty of dumping. And these are only the preliminary numbers. So these duties represent a floor, not the ceiling, of what the final duties will ultimately be.
Retailers who import lots of Chinese furniture say further investigation will prove that the cheap prices are mainly the result of Chinese companies taking advantage of that country's cheap labor. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.